So as always, just begin by just being aware of your bodies, being aware of your breath, and just locating yourselves in space. Be aware of the earth beneath you, of the moon, the sun, and the stars above you. Be aware of the four directions, the east and the west, the north and the south. Locating yourself at the center. So being aware of that center point, that generative point of stillness and movement. And to east of this place, I invite the Archangel Raphael, the Angel of the Morning, the Angel of the Breath, the Angel of the Beginning. Inspire us with the Divine Breath. Bring us new life, new possibilities. That this may be a new day. That we may enter into the presence of the living dawn and renew our life. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect us in the east. To the south, I invite the Archangel Michael, the Angel of Light. Lift up your face upon us. Shine upon us. May light fill all the corners of our life. May the power of noon, the power of summer, fill all the cold places, all the worried places. May we be held in light. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect us in the south. To the west, I invite the Archangel Gabriel, the angel who irrigates the world, the angel who brings the sweet dew and the rain, the angel of the rivers and the great sea, the angel who cleans our wounds, who encompasses us in the warmth of baths. Angel who manifests the deep power of love. Irrigate our hearts, our lives. Bring fresh, sweet water to all parts of our being. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect us all in the West. To the North, I invite the Archangel Uriel. Angel of the mystery of matter, of the mystery of death and resurrection, who holds the deep patterns of all things in your care. Angel of the law, who understands the making and the shaping of things. Take us into this mystery of making, of shaping, of death and resurrection, that we may understand the deep patterning of our life and all lives. Strengthen us, deepen our understanding. Stand with us through the darkness into the dawn. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect us in the North. In the depth, I invite Sandalphon, Prince of Prayer, who gathers our hopes and our wishes, who holds them close in its heart and raises them up into the Divine Presence. Sandalphon, Great Feminine Cherub, stand with us in the deep places. Reveal to us the mystery of the depths. Reveal to us the mystery of the speaking and the answering of prayer. Teach us the mystery of the depths. In the heights is Metatron, the angel of the presence. Was Enoch, who walked with God and was not. Angel of the presence, angel closest to the mystery of divinity, unveil the mystery to us that we may see face to face. Embrace our humanity with your light, that like you we may be a true channel between earth and heaven. That we may weave together life and love, light and law. And into that weaving, I invite Sivuviel, the angel who holds the thread, the weaving angel who keeps all connections swift like Mercury, swifter than thought. Weave together the pattern of the circled cross and the pillar that unites heaven and earth. Remind us of that deep mystery of the circled cross placed on top of the pillar that we find in so many places in our land. From Cornwall to Orkney, from Holy Island of Lindisfarne to Bardsey Island in Wales, from the north to the south, from the east to the west. The pillar and the circled cross silently uphold the mystery, though not remembered now. They stand as witnesses, as reminders, inviting us to step into the mystery of the four directions, of the depths, the height, and the infinite center that is everywhere to be found. Let us rest within that weaving, coming to that center point, being little Gwion, feeling the life and the breath flowing from Raphael, the power of light of Michael, the irrigating love of Gabriel, and the deep mystery of the patterning of Auriel. As we stand with the angel of prayer and the angel of presence, as we are upheld by Savuviel, who weaves these patterns into every cell of our being, creating balance, creating blessing. Feeling the protection and the blessing on all sides of us. Resting in that field of blessing. And bringing that blessing into active expression, we perform the Kabbalistic cross together. Placing your dominant hand upon your forehead, we chant Ate. Ate. Bringing your hand down the body and letting the light pour down to Malchut, we say Malchut. Malchut. Placing your hand upon the right shoulder and visualizing the red sphere of Geburah, we say Ve-Geburah. Ve-Geburah. Bring your hands to our left shoulder and the blue sphere of Gedulah, we say Ve-Gedulah. Ve-Gedulah. Bring your hands to the center and acknowledging the heart sphere of Tiferet, we say Leolam Amen. Leolam Amen. And again. Ate Malgut Ve-Gevura Ve-Gedula Leolam Amin. Once more. Ate Mal. good. They give you they give you love. Le'olam Amen. And now we come to the practice of the middle pillar. Sense or visualize above your head a sphere of brilliant white light. This is Keter, the crown of creation, source of all life and power. And here we chant E'aye 4 times. E'aye, I am that I am, I will be what I will be. E'aye. From out of the center of Keter, the middle pillar descends to the level of the throat, where it becomes a sphere of incandescent violet grey. This is De'at, the knowing of not knowing, the sphere of mystery and expression. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Elohim, I create. Yud He Vav He Elohim, Yud He Vav He Elohim, Yud He Vav He Elohim, Yud He Vav He Elohim. Be aware of the connection between Da'at and Keter, between Keter and Da'at. As the middle pillar descends to the level of the heart, where it becomes the golden sun of Tiferet, the sphere of balance and beauty, the heart sphere. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Alova Da'at, the God that is in my heart, the God that is known to me. Yud He Vav He Alova Da'at, Yud He Vav He Alova Da'at, Yud He Vav He Alova Da'at, Yud He Vav He Alova Da'at. Be aware of the connection between Tiferet and Da'at, between Da'at and Tiferet, between Da'at and Keter, between Keter and Da'at. As the middle pillar descends from Tiferet into the pelvis to the moon sphere of Yesod, in greens and blues and silvers, says Yesod, the foundation of life. And here we chant Shaddai El Chai, the almighty power of life. Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai. Feel the connection between Yesod and Tiferet, between Tiferet and Yesod, between Tiferet and Da'at, between Da'at and Tiferet, between Da'at and Keter, between Keter and Da'at. As the middle pillar descends from Yesod to just beneath our feet into Malchut, becoming the shining black and rainbow sphere of the magnetic center of Malchut. And here we chant Adonai Haaretz, the sovereignty of the living earth, the sovereignty of the living body. Adonai Haaretz. Adonai Haaretz. Adonai Haaretz. Adonai Haaretz. Feel the connection between Malchut and Yesod, between Yesod and Malchut, between Yesod and Tiferet, between Tiferet and Yesod, between Tiferet and Da'at, between Da'at and Tiferet, between Da'at and Keter, between Keter and Da'at. Feel the whole of the middle pillar. Now we begin the circulation of the light. Breathing in, center yourselves in Keter. Breathing out, let the light flow down the front of the body to Malchut. Breathing in, let the light return up the back of the body to Keter. Doing that for 6 cycles. And the second circulation, breathing in, center in Keter, breathing out, send the light down the right, left side of the body to Malchut, breathing in, bring the light up the right side of the body to Keter, doing this for 6 cycles. And now coming to the third circulation. Breathing in and out, we center ourselves in Malkut. Breathing in, we spiral the light anti-clockwise up to Keter. Breathing out, we send the light down back into Malkut. Breathing in again, we circulate the lights. Breathing there, breathing out, we send the light back down from Keter to Malkut. Again, doing that for 6 cycles. And then finally, the fountain exercise. Breathing in and out, we center ourselves in Malkut. Breathing in, we bring the light up to Keter. Breathing out, we fountain the light through our aura. Then breathing in and out again, we gather the light in Malkut. Then breathing in, send the light to Keter. Breathing out, fountain the light. Again, doing this for 6 cycles. Now centering yourselves in the mysterious singularity point, being at the center of your experience, hear these words. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the house of life and prayer. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the house of life and prayer. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the house of life and prayer. There is a shift and a movement, and you find yourself standing outside the house of life. Notice how your house presents itself to you this day. Notice its shaping, its state of repair. And then step up the steps to the door and contemplate the jackal head door knocker. Being aware that as you do so, there's a way in which the jackal head is scrutinizing you, is seeing you. And when you are ready, you raise the knocker and knock three times. The door glides silently open, and we step into the house across the threshold. We are aware of the spiral stair ascending and descending. But for now, we follow the corridor that leads us to the room of the table and the mirror. And as we take our place at the table, noticing the grail at the center, we are joined by the companions of the table. And sitting directly across from us is the teacher. And behind him in the mirror is the form of the veiled goddess. And as we sit at the table, contemplating the teacher and the goddess, we remember the teaching of yesterday, of Ariadne in Merlin, Minerva and Taliesin, Caridwen and Taliesin. The mother and the son, the mother and the messenger, the goddess and the priest and the priestess, who serve the deep life of all. And as we contemplate the teacher and the mother, as we contemplate the grail, it is as if we are drawn into the consciousness of the teacher. And we remember the meditation of yesterday, the descent into the catacombs of Qom el-Shafaka, the experience of resurrection and the face-to-face encounter with the goddess. As we do so, the mirror mists and becomes the doorway into the chapel beyond the round table. And as we open the doorway and step inwards, we come into the small chapel. And what we find is on the chapel, on the small altar, is an ancient staff with a serpent coiled around it. And in front of it, an ancient bronze sword. If we look around the chapel, we will see that it has resonances of ancient Alexandria. And also on the altar, there is a jackal mask. Which we are invited to place upon our heads. And as we do so, it is as if we see with the eyes of Anpu, with the eyes of Hermanubis, we see more deeply into the mystery. We see the mystery of the straight staff and the turning serpent. We see the mystery of the sword that frees and the grail that gives rebirth. We feel our identity as one who opens the way. Saluting the altar, still wearing the mask, we return to the hall of the table. Pass along the corridor and descend the spiraling stair. Down into the basement of the house. And on this occasion, as we enter into the basement, it is as if we are entering once again into the catacombs of Qom al-Shafaka. On either side of the door into the basement are the guardian serpents. And as we enter into the basement room, there are many carvings of Alexandrian Egypt. Behind the altar, the horned altar, is a great sarcophagus marked with our face. And as we approach the altar, and as we place our hands upon the altar, we are suddenly aware of the ancient mysteries of Isis and Osiris, that are the mysteries of breaking and mending, of gathering and resurrection and restitution. And as we remember that mystery, and as we contemplate the sarcophagus that is now upright, and feel that uprightness in ourselves, the upholding, the verticality, we may recall the prayer of Lucius Apuleius, and as we remember this, the black granite altar suddenly becomes white shining marble, as from deep within the rainbow fire arises, and in each of the four directions the four holy living creatures spring into life. and the rising rainbow fire strikes the almond blossom at the on the roof of the room, and fills the house of life with fire and lights. There is a scent of the blossoming rose. There is the fire of the deep earth arising, filling the house of life with light and power and blessing. And in that instant we perceive the sarcophagus is empty, for we are risen with the living lights, with the living power. We are the opener of the ways. We are the servant of the goddess. We are the servant of the living life. And we rise with her. Ascending the spiral stair, we come to the chamber of images. And as we step into that room and into the book, the room of the book, which now appears as a great sheaf of papyrus, we see many images from ancient Egypt, Isis and Osiris, and above all the living child Horus, who is Gwion. We contemplate the mystery of the serpent. And the mystery of the empty sarcophagus. And the eternal union of Isis and Osiris, Asar and Aset. There are many images of ancient Alexandria, many images pour into our mind, too many to count, too many to know. It is as if the ancient city fills us, floods us. The mysteries of Greece and Rome and ancient Egypt, the inner mysteries of Christianity, fill us. In this moment, we become the library made flesh, the keeper of sacred things, the guardian of the light, the preserver of that light, becoming the alabaster vessel through which the light shines. Rising up as we do so, through the hall of the table, into the mystery of the chamber of the art, of the cube within the cube. Feeling that mystery of the hypercube. Feeling as we do so, the mystery of the goddess and the god, Aset and Asar. And the all-conquering child. Who is Ra Huvkuit, who is Heru Pakrat, the silent Hippocrates, the all-conquering Horus. Feeling the unity of the House of Life, the white light of Keter, the rainbow light of Malchut. Being the living library, being the opener, being the servant of Isis, being the living Osiris. We are filled with the mystery. Akadua to Robiu Bia Shefu Duduneravanateru to Robiu Bia Shefu to Robiu Duduneravanateru. Do thou be you, be our shefu, do never vend a teru. Akadua, to thou be you, be our shefu, do never vend a teru. Akadua, to thou be you. Be our shefu, duduneravanateru. Asar Aset, Heru Pakrat Rahuv Kuit, Hadit Nuit, Rahuv Kuit. Be one with the mystery. Be one with the living child, in whom all places meet. Be this child who walks through all danger, who holds serpents and scorpions in his hands, who walks on crocodiles. The beloved of the mother, the avenger of the father, all places meet. In the mysterious child who is beyond the play of opposites, the images fade and hear these words. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress the potent living image, my own true self. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress the potent living image, my own true self.